Ut ad superna semper intenti, that we may always be focused on the heavenly things which are above. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. Imagine for a moment that you are at Metro Airport, looking out the window of an airplane, waiting on the runway just before takeoff. It's only midday, but outside it looks dark like midnight. So thick and solid are the black storm clouds overhead. The wind gusts pick up, and big raindrops start to fall down upon the airplane window. And as the plane taxis on the tarmac, you reach into your pocket for your rosary. Indeed, it's going to be quite a flight. Somehow, the plane manages to take off and to gain altitude. And finally, as the plane breaks through the thick wall of black clouds, suddenly you see up above a whole new world. A new world of bright sunshine against the beautiful blue dome of the sky. Those threatening thunderclouds are now far beneath you. How different is this world above from the world down below? Because of the original sin of our first parents, a thick black cloud overshadowed humanity, causing the darkness of sin in every human being. But God promised in His mercy to send a Savior, a Savior who would dispel the dark clouds of sin and restore the lights of grace, a Savior to reconcile sinful creatures with the forgiving Creator. Now, to be a man like us, the Savior needed a human mother. And because nothing impure can ever touch the divine, this mother of a son who is true God and true man, this mother was preserved from original sin and filled with divine grace. With the Immaculate Conception of Mary, a bright ray of spiritual sunshine, the sunshine of divine grace pierced through the dark cloud of sin, which then covered humanity. And because, by a miracle of God, this mother, full of grace, is free from all sin, and thus free from the punishment of bodily corruption, of death which results from sin, today, in her Assumption, Mary's body is glorified. Mary's body is taken up into heaven by God along with her soul. So this feast of Mary's Assumption invites us to contemplate the supernatural reality and power of divine grace. Grace is a supernatural gift, a gift from God by which our soul takes on a new and a higher life of beauty and light, a life far above the storm clouds of death and sin in this world. Grace makes us here on earth share in God's own divine nature in heaven. Grace anticipates within us the glorious life to come in heaven. With grace, our life is no longer horizontal. We are no longer disappointed by the material goods and comforts, which always fail to produce the paradise we mistakenly seek to make for ourselves here on earth. With grace, our life is no longer horizontal, but our life on earth becomes vertical. We start to live already down here below through grace. The true joys of the life which one day will be ours up above in heaven. This is expressed in today's collect prayer for the Assumption. Look at it closely. Ut ad superna semper intenti, which means, may we always be intent, focused on the divine things which are above. Mary's assumption invites us to live vertically, not just horizontally. Mary's assumption challenges us to raise our minds and our hearts above the pathetic mediocrity and the lukewarmness which we so easily tolerate in our souls. Why do we put off prayer until the very end of the day when we are falling asleep? Why do we spend more time reading the news and media and less time reading the classical works of spirituality handed down to us by St. Francis de Sales and by so many other saints? Let's not allow the dark clouds of selfish attitudes to come between God and us, blocking out of our lives the sunny rays of God's grace. God's grace, which alone can bring us the joy and the peace that we seek. Like Mary Immaculate, let us live vertically, not just horizontally. Let's rise above the polemical issues of the day to immerse our minds in the eternal wisdom of Holy Scripture and in the science of the saints. Put down your phone with its media so that you can pick up the great books of Christian civilization. Let's rise above senseless prejudices, useless grudges, and rise above our own foolish pride so that we can help bring the charity and mercy of God to other people around us, so that we can be God's instruments to brighten the lives of our neighbor with the light of His grace, which radiates from our souls. Let us live vertically. Let's rise above pointing fingers at others and reach out in an effort to take them by the hand, offering our neighbor a spiritual work of mercy to help lead them a step up closer to God. This horizontal world of ours will try to justify itself and to accuse us who try to live vertically. The secular world will say that we have our heads up in the clouds and that we do not have our feet on the ground in today's modern day world. But let us not be intimidated by falsehoods and by simplistic sophistries. Only when we live vertically with our eyes and hearts fixed on heaven, only then can we truly find the purpose of our life here on earth. Only when we focus our souls through prayer on heavenly realities, only then can we see through the mirages and understand the demonic stratagems which sometimes, even under the guise of good, are trying to lead our souls astray. Indeed, those who are truly out of touch with reality are not those of us who are focused on heaven. No. But the truly mistaken ones are those who delude themselves into thinking that they can somehow fabricate a sort of paradise here on earth by changing and skewing the human body, mutilating it according to the tenets of transgender ideology. Or those who falsely think that they can find happiness in the impurities of the modern day industry, which seeks to bring down the dignity of marriage between man and woman as established by God. Indeed, how many industries and ideologies today merely echo those words of the serpent to Adam and Eve in the garden, who told them, "You can become gods and you can make up what is right and wrong." No, indeed, Mary's assumption is the antidote to that. She reminds us that our body has been created by God for an eternal destiny of glory in heaven, along with our soul. And this great dignity of the human body, made in the image and likeness of God, for an eternal purpose in heaven. This is why the saints built so many schools, orphanages, hospitals, and works of mercy for the health and well-being of both body and soul and the unity of the human person. If we neglect heaven, and if we live just horizontally, seeking some kind of false paradise here on earth, well, then we become disconnected from the reality of who we truly are and of where we are meant to be going as a society. By neglecting heaven, our bodies become used and abused by sin. Sadly, how many victims have become subject to money-making industries which profit from the falsehoods and forged statistics prevalent in today's society? Let us beware of such demonic temptations from the evil one. He is jealous of our opportunity for eternal happiness in heaven, that opportunity which he has lost, despite his angelic nature, lost through his stubborn pride. So with Mary and for Mary, let us use our bodies and souls to live vertically and not just horizontally. Because God miraculously takes Mary, body and soul, together up to heaven today. Let's also trust that his grace can work miracles for each one of us. Indeed, miracles of grace, so that even in the storms of life, we can be faithful to our vocation, come what may. The Assumption reminds us that we should never underestimate the power of grace. There was no storm cloud so dark that God's grace cannot make a breakthrough. There was no soul so darkened by its faults that it cannot be touched by rays of grace and brought to its knees in conversion. In our own lives, no matter how deeply rooted may be our bad habits, grace can shine through. Grace can overcome as long as we use our liberty and are open to receiving that grace. So let us then make our best efforts henceforth to be open to God's grace, to remove the obstacles by which we are more or less consciously blocking out God's grace in our life. Think carefully. What are those obstacles that are there under the surface that we all too easily overlook? Perhaps it's an old grudge or a personal dislike of someone. Or maybe it's simply our stubborn self-will. Perhaps it's our overemphasis on the vain and superfluous things of life to the detriment of our spiritual exercises. Maybe it's self-absorption, or whatever it might be, that obstacle. Let's ask Mary Immaculate to help dispel such clouds in our soul. Jesus has given us his own mother to take us by the hand and to help us rise up above the clouds of evil in our life. Mary shows us in her Assumption that she is there awaiting a place, preparing a place for us there at her side. She has showed us the way. So let us allow Mary more into our lives. Continual prayer to Mary Immaculate. Daily devotion to the Rosary. Wearing the scapular in a spirit of faith and charity. Indeed, it's devotion to Mary that will cause that spiritual breakthrough of grace. And it is Mary who will help our struggling loved ones in our lives to help them to find Christ and the grace of conversion. And so no matter how dark the storm clouds might be in the secular world, let us never forget that God's sunshine is always there, always up there, shining up high above. God has destined us for heaven. And today, he guarantees that if we are faithful to the promises of our baptism, we shall follow our mother, soul, and one day with our body to be reunited with her in the great family of heaven. And so let us not be discouraged. Let us not lose heart. But let us have confidence and let us be brave. Live vertically and not just horizontally. Be open to grace. Cooperate with grace. Say yes to God's grace in your life and persevere in keeping your eyes fixed upon heaven and upon whatever steps are necessary according to the will of God so that you can get there. And make no mistake that after the turbulent flights of this life, your spiritual frequent flyer miles will earn for you a great reward in heaven. A great reward beyond anything you could possibly imagine. Indeed, God will take you to Himself, high beyond the clouds. And there we shall all be forever happy with Mary Immaculate and the heavenly life of the world high above that world to come, where each one of us will have our place in the great family of God. Now and forevermore, may He be praised, honored, and glorified. Amen. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.